Globby peered up at the abbess. His eyes were drooping. His lips moved slightly, but no sound came out. Something told Marjoram that the stoat's life was ebbing fast. She continued more urgently.
You must tell me. Where have the little ones gone? Say something, Globby. Speak.
The ravager stared at her. He shook his head weakly. Martin's words flashed through Marjoram's mind. She leaned close to Globby, whispering desperately.
Corrym Elsear. Does that mean anything to you? Think. Corrym Elsear.
The young stoat seemed to recover momentarily. He moved as if trying to sit up straight, his eyes wide as he pointed a shaking paw toward the open window.
Elsear. Elsear. Sable Queen.
Then he gave one last bubbling sigh as the life fled from his broken body. Accompanied by Bartage, Sister Fumble hurried in. She took a flask from her satchel of medications, but Marjoram shook her head.
He's gone, just like Brother Tollam.
Fumble nodded sadly.
I passed Skipper on the landing. He was carrying Tollam downstairs. An awful thing, Mother Abbess, dreadful. I know it is not the time to be asking questions, but did the vermin give you anything to go on about our missing Dibbons?
Marjoram relinquished the limp form of Globby.
He never said anything about them. Then I asked him if he knew what Corrym Elsear meant.
Fumbrill covered the young stoat with a blanket.
Oh, and did he?
The abbess answered.
Well, he didn't seem to know anything about the word Corrym, but it seemed he was trying to tell me something. He looked frightened, pointed to the outside through the window. Elsear, Elsear, Sable Queen. That was all he managed to say. Then he slipped away before I could ask him anything more.
Sister Fumbrill shouldered her bag.
More reason to speak with our recorder. Let's go and find Granby.
Valeria the Sable Queen stared distastefully at the head of Grulba Deathwind, fixed onto the pike point. She turned her attention to Codra, the river rat who was bearing it.
Who told you to bring that thing into my chambers?
The big dull rat looked up at the head as if expecting it to reply. He spoke haltingly.
Lord Swoop brought me here. Said to show Grulba to you. He'll be here soon.
A moment later, Zwilt the Shade appeared, dragging a laden sack behind him. Signalling to the sentries, he snapped curtly.
Give these to Thwip and Binter. Have them put with the others when they waken.
Zwilt's manner changed completely as he turned to Valeria. A rare triumphant smile lit up his sinister features.
Majesty, did I not say that I would bring you the head of Grulba Deathwind? Well, here it is, along with every beast he commanded. They are with our ravagers at the camp in the woodlands.
The old rat Derva wrinkled her nose in disgust, pointing to the pike-bearer.
And who is that big clod, eh?
Zwilt directed his reply at Valeria.
That's Codra. He's going to be one of my captains.
The Sable Queen's glittering dark eyes turned to the big stolid river rat. Her voice was like silk over ice.
Put that dirty thing down and come here, Captain Codra.
Laying the pike and its grisly burden down, Codra approached. He stood stiffly to attention in front of Valeria. She exchanged a sly smile with Derva, then beckoned Codra closer.
Now, kneel and bow your head before me. Then repeat these words. I will serve you until I die.
The river rat obeyed Valeria. Kneeling and repeating the oath, he flinched slightly as she patted the exposed back of his neck. Derva sniggered, but fell silent at a glance from her Sable Queen, who issued further orders.
Go outside now, find a stream in the woodlands, and wait until you hear my call, Captain Codra.